Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. Wherever you are, I know some of you are joining live from Europe. So good evening to all of you. And if you're here in North America, either good morning or good afternoon. All right, we're going to jump right into it today because I've got a very special guest teacher. My good friend Lisa Berry joins us from Ontario. Joins us from Canada, and Lisa was on the show 3 weeks ago. She is back for more, and we're going to have fun. We've got a lot in store for you today. So, Lisa, welcome back.
Well, I'm so happy to come back. There's been a lot that's happened in the last 3 weeks since last show. Holy doodles!
That's for sure. Yeah, and really, that is an understatement. And we have a great topic on hand today. 3 weeks ago, guys, if you didn't catch that show, January the 7th here on Decide to Transform, go back and listen to that because Lisa shared with us some of her techniques and tips for transforming mind chatter. And we talked about a couple of different ways. Lisa, you talked about a couple of things that have really worked for you. So rather than rehash those here, it's the January 7th show of Decide to Transform. Go back, guys, and listen to that again if you have not. And we're talking today, self-talk transformation, again, is the theme, unconscious success. And Lisa, we talked about mind chatter a few weeks ago, and is there a functional difference in your mind between mind chatter and self-talk?
Absolutely, yes. Okay, so I loved actually on your live today that you kind of mimicked what mind chatter is. You had your little hands up at your head like calculating away there, and that is chatter. That is almost like chatter doesn't really have the same use. Like there's the value is really low on that scale when we hear mind chatter. Now it serves a purpose because it's rolling around in there and you're trying, it's like a pinball machine. It's going to land somewhere, hopefully good. But self-talk is you're deciding, you're making a decision to consciously choose where you're directing those thoughts. So it's not just bouncing around. So self-talk is actually like, you know, self-guided conversation, self-guided thoughts. And I'd love to start just by sharing, I think everybody will be shocked, but I would love to start with this, a quick little story. Oh, is that okay, Tomas? Cool. Can I do that?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So this is really, truly, you guys can, I can even tell my energy level right now. I know that you guys can, but here's a shocker. I've been through two transformations, literally in my own, like my whole entire life transformed based on two different key periods of my life where I decided to change how I was thinking and talking to myself, because there's pretty much all through high school, I was such a sad, depressed, like just almost like mourning life so badly that I prayed for it to rain and be dark and cloudy every day so that nobody would notice how upset I was. And every time the sun came out, I was so like, no, because then, you know, everybody's going to be happy again and I'm going to still be grumpy. Oh. I know. And people say like, well, is that even, I remember I used to walk with my head down. I used to like put off that, like, don't talk to me. I'm grumpy kind of thing. And I had bad mind chatter. I had really negative mind chatter going on. So I want to show people that it is absolutely possible to have that kind of transformation, because I'm clearly not like that anymore.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
We are all obsessed, I think. I think we're so curious about makeovers, you know, before and afters.
Yes.
And you know, it's like they're fun. You think, wow, is that transformation truly possible? And I want to share with people that yes, your mind, your thoughts can go through that very same transformation. As a child, I was very happy, and then I don't know what happened. I think puberty had hormones came in, and I was like, who am I? And so, but transformations do happen for reasons. And so that's why I love that we're talking about, especially the difference between mind chatter and self-talk, because maybe if you somebody's listening and is not happy with the way they're living and they don't like the way their life looks, it is time for a transformation, and we all can do that through self-talk.
Yes, we most certainly can. And that's what makes this such a rich subject in my mind, and why we're back for a second week of this and looking at the questions that people have asked me and that you've been asked, no doubt, in all of your career in different capacities. This is a really rich topic that could go on for many, many different shows. Without a doubt. Now, you mentioned a moment ago that high school was one of the times where you really were able to transform your self-talk, and you mentioned a second. What was the other time in your life?
Oh, sorry, I should have bookended that. So it was going entering into high school that the one transformation happened, because I was a very happy, positive, intelligent, social child, through the whole thing. And then something switched, and that was the first transformation. It went downhill, but that's possible. You know, that's we can some people get into, like yourself, a motor vehicle accident of sort, and the brain can change, and mine. I can actually share with people right now. I know that the foods I was eating and not eating played a huge role in my brain health and my mind chatter and my moods and all that. So it was by I did eventually become a holistic nutritionist, and that was key in helping me have better, healthier thoughts, was to feed my brain, to feed my body properly too, and balance anything going on. But then the other transformation, was to So transformation one, turning into the negative, and then transformation number two, coming back out of
Oh,
it.
good. Okay. Now, and it's interesting that you should mention foods playing a large role, and I love the phrase feed your brain. Yeah, feed your brain. Were there particular foods in that you'd like to mention that have had a really good impact for you? Because I know there are listeners out there that are concerned about diet. You may be a nutritionist yourself if you're listening. So what really worked for you?
You know what? I think also too, back then, we all were so shamed against eating fat, and so we were like, get the fat out, fat-free diets, they were huge back then. And we just didn't really understand them. And we still don't. So, like, not we, but the majority of people just aren't educated for this. So I'd love to share that our brains are 60, 70% fat just by nature. And so we really need healthy, I'm stressing this, we really need healthy fats in our bodies. We need to consume this and get it right to that brain. So if we are low in healthy fat and high in bad fat, that's a double no-no. That's a double no-no for the brain. You are not going to have the best of thoughts. You may not even know what thoughts you're thinking. But of course, if you do eat fish fat is the healthiest fat you can get into your brain, not healthiest, but healthy fat for your brain. But we love olive oil, we love avocados, we love vegan options for DHA. That's the one you want. So I just want to stress that if you are thinking, wow, I don't really have a lot of fat in my diet, and the fat that I do have is trans fats, it's potato chips or deep fried or this or that, then you're going to really be, yeah, it's going to be a struggle to keep a balance with your brain. It's just not going to have the basic tools to get going on these thoughts. And hydration, yeah, you want to hydrate that brain. Water, water, water.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about that because I know this is an area of concern for people, and it's one that a lot of folks don't often think about, especially the hydration, and that really can have an impact. So I'm curious because you mentioned high school, where your first transition was downhill, and then you were able to transform your self-talk in an upward trend. You mentioned food and hydration, but are there other things that you did, or is there something in particular that you'd like to call to people's attention that helped you during that time?
Yes, actually, this is a big one. I was in a something we call here French immersion. So I had my own little close-knit family of my class, because we never changed classes. We always had the same 12, 13 people, so from kindergarten all the way through to high school. And they were my support system. We all loved each other. We were kind to each other. We had very encouraging. We were all really encouraging towards each other. And, you know, we'd have our own little things you're growing up. But in high school, we all split up and my social circle changed. It was a shocker. Like they weren't encouraging, and they were in high school too. You get a little bit more judgmental, a little bit more ego, a little bit more. Everything is new and different, and I wasn't ready for the judgments, and I wasn't prepared to go, oh, wait a second, I've got to use my filter. I know I talked about filter yesterday, but I hadn't had to have used my filter before. Everything was perfect in my life, and suddenly it was placed in with tough stuff in the world, and I look at this way, like the news. You know, maybe it's not high school for some people. Maybe it's that our social circle has been so opened without a filter that so many things can sneak in. I'm very careful when I open up my social media pages, because I really truly don't want to see. I don't want to see a word. I don't want to see an image, and I will eventually. And I know that, so I want to build myself up. But we do need to have that filter and that support system in place. So the self-talk has got to be on point. You really got to choose what you're saying, because that's exactly what I had to start doing. I had to realize, like, wow, what just happened to my life? Why am I feeling so alone and so judged, or, you know, not made fun of? I don't want to say that, but you know what I'm saying? When you're walking down the halls and suddenly people are looking at you differently than they were before they were running up to you like, oh, hey, Lisa, do you want to do this? And now it's like, look at her. What is she wearing? You know?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, the self-talk does have to be on point. And this is so important in so many ways. And as far as the topic for today, as far as unconscious success, or if people want to conceive of it as subconscious, what in your mind does unconscious success involve, and how did you select this particular topic for self-talk? It's getting into the subconscious.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably where, yeah, I think we'll sit on this lovely area for the rest of the show. So for everybody, this is the nitty gritty part here. Well, right, you know what it is that let's define success just for a moment here in these terms.
Okay.
Success, what I'm talking about in this context, is I love myself success. This is I believe in myself success. This is I have enough value, and I think I'm an awesome person, that if I met another being, that I'm providing goodness in their lives as well. Like the success is going on like a worth and a self-growing kind of, and I have more to learn, and I can learn more, and I can understand it. And if I don't understand, then I have that ability to reach out and find people who will teach me or show me or mentor me, like a lot of belief. Like this kind of success is the, well, pretty much I can do anything. the I can do anything belief.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. And I'm glad that you defined success the way you did, because that does mean different things for different people. But it's really, as far as any kind of transformation, it's really important for us to get into the subconscious, whatever it is, if it's exercise, if it's meditation, if it's your own positive self-talk. And the people often feel really, really full, don't they, and overwhelmed. And in your experience, is it possible to have so much going on self-talk or mind chatter wise that there's not room for anything else or anyone?
Yeah, see, so this is fun. That question, that's a great question, because it will help me into the second one of let's talk about what unconscious or subconscious can also mean in this context. And I feel like this definition in particular is what I use all the time for any subject. But to me, unconscious isn't really, it just means I'm not focusing on it. It's not that it's even operating, because there's no focus on it. I'm not using it. So it's, you know, whether people say, you know, you have a subconscious or unconscious thought running, well, it's not affecting me actually then. It's when I put my attention on it. And so in this kind of way, the unconscious, what I want people to do is say, what am I not recognizing? What am I not focusing on that I need to focus on, that I would like to focus on? Because if something is running, because let me tell you, it's right there. It's right bold in front. If you've got an I can't going on, it's right there in your face. That's what you're living off of. So what we do want to do is shift that focus. And if we just get so much of that mind chatter going on and we're putting our focus on all the chit chat, all the chatter, if we put our focus on all the other chat, no, you're right. We cannot let something else in. Like forget a filter. We've blocked it. Now we're like, no, I have so many I can'ts and why bothers and I'm not good enough and all these things that there's no room for I can to sneak in the cracks.
Right. Yes. And I think people can really relate to a situation where they just had so much going on that it was just impossible, right, to think about anything else or anyone else for that matter. And people say so many different things, right, as with the self-talk. And you know, you'd mentioned when we were talking prior to the show about certain, I would call them maybe limiting stories, but things that people say, such as I'm tired or I don't have any energy. And in your experience in coaching and as a nutritionist, what's the thing that you heard the most as far as people's self-talk that was negative?
Ooh, okay, that is a bigger answer. Did we want to wait till after commercial for that one?
Well, I think we can do that. Let's come back to that after the commercial break then. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio with guest teacher Lisa Berry. Stick around.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castlebrook, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. You're listening to Decide to Transform here on Om Times Radio. I'm Tomas Garza, And we are joined live today by my very good friend and guest teacher, Lisa Berry. Lisa, before the break, we were talking about things that people say that would constitute negative self-talk, such as I'm tired or I can't or things like that, things of that nature. We call them limiting stories, whatever we want to call them. But in your professional experience as a nutritionist, as a coach, and as a podcaster as well, as a trainer, what's the number one thing, if you had to highlight just one self-talk challenge that you've seen people have?
All right. Okay. And this will go back so far, but the bold statement is that's so draining and probably the worst belief, like the most detrimental belief that we could hold is, it starts off with, and we'll fill in all the blanks, but there's not enough. And with that statement, there's not enough, is there's not enough time, there's not enough energy, there's not enough to go around, there's not enough money, there's not enough jobs, there's not this. And interestingly enough, when I started in the weight loss industry, that was, you know, where I first learned that I wanted to absolutely be a nutritionist, was although I worked with women at the time, women would come in and the number one thing they would say, even before, I want to lose weight, they said, I just need some more energy. I'm drained. I'm tired. And what the thing was, is they didn't know why they were drained or tired. Carrying around an extra 20, 50, 100 pounds is certainly going to do it. And not having those proper foods that we talked about, you know, healthy fats and hydration. But what it is was all of it had rolled into this mountain of negative self-talk that I don't have the energy to do it. Like, and they're reinforcing it. So I don't have the energy because they're tired. They're not getting the proper sleep, or I don't get enough sleep, or I can't sleep when I go to sleep. I have too much stress. There's like a lot of, the more we say it, and of course, you know how many people, you know, the next day you hear from somebody and they just said, or they'll just continuously say that, like, oh, I'm just so tired. And it can be tired, like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm just tired of what's going on in the world. Or I'm just tired of hearing so-and-so talk about blah, blah, blah. And by saying that, do you know that, like, even when those words come out of our mouth, our energy drops. It just plummets. Like, I just actually felt really tired. I actually slumped over and leaned on the arm of my chair when I was saying that. It has an instant effect on your body. And in fact, I talk about posture a lot because, in fact, I'm writing a chapter. It's being edited right now. It's all about barefoot balance. I was sharing with you the other day. And just by sitting up, putting your shoulders, carrying a posture. Like when you're tired, if you keep saying, I'm tired, I've got this. Okay, you could be. I'm not saying you're not. But what we're saying is, let's do something about this. Let's direct the self-talk and start with our posture. Hold the posture of what you desire. Would you like to have energy or do you want to stay tired? So if you want to have energy, okay, what would you do if you were energized? You would, you know, be nice and tall and straight and ready to, you know, take on whatever's coming. And so start with that way first. Start with carrying that posture, having that breath. And if you're really like, I'm just tired, you know, you're breathing differently. Like even start fake hyperventilate. Just go and get it going. And so really embody that, because the not enough is going to truly give you that. The not enough. And that's the number one. I mean, there's so many, but that was one I wanted to start with, was to say, not enough.
Okay. And there's so many. I mean, there really are any number of different things that people could say. Now, let's focus on how people get through that a little bit. You'd mentioned a couple of things, such as someone's posture. And how often, in your experience, would someone need to catch themselves and repeat whatever exercise it was in order to start making unconscious and subconscious change?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love what you said. And it is catch yourself almost. My mother used to do that to us all the time. She'd be like, sit up straight, sit up straight. Just constantly correcting the slouch. thank goodness. But really what is this? Cause we can slide into literally say I'm just bubbling around the house and happy and playing with my cats and everything. And then, you know, pick up my phone and then I see something negative or something harmful or hurtful or tough or challenging or sad, it's a second that could literally be taken down. So it is a constant correction. But I do have an exercise that I actually started with back in the weight loss days again, because here's a great posture one. A lot of people, you know, if I were to ask them to do 50 sit-ups right now, they'd be like, that's not going to happen. So we have to start somewhere. So what I suggest for posturing as well, sometimes say we do, some people, you know, still get on their phones or watch TV or whatever. And I used to, back in the day, we used to have commercial breaks. We don't really have those with Netflix anymore.
No.
But you know, every 7 to 7 minutes or so, they'd put on a 2-minute commercial. Well, that's when I would tell them to, that's when you want to, oh, you know what? We do get those ads that come up on our videos and stuff. I would use that as a trigger, as a cue to say, oh, wait, there's an ad on the video I'm watching or there's a commercial on. Let me check my posture real quick. And what I used to have the people do is slide from the couch and go on the floor and put their backs against the couch to have an upright posture, because they might not be able to hold themselves up nice and tall right away, right? You got to strengthen it. And that's what I want, is like get a trigger that happens regularly just to kind of check in and go, yep, okay, what am I thinking? How am I standing? How am I breathing? Where is it compared to where I want to be? What's the gap?
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So practical things like something outside of you, like a commercial break, for example, something that's happening or appears to be going on in the world outside. I love that. That's a great tip for people, because it's something that anybody quite literally can do. And what strikes me, having done some similar work, not as a nutritionist, but in my career as a mediator and also as a trainer, is that people have so many things that have gone on in the past, right, that lead them to a sense of being tired or drained or a sense of scarcity, like there's not enough money or time or love to go around. And this actually leads us to a really excellent listener question that I'd like to have you take a stab at, if you don't mind here.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. This question is one that I think a lot of people listening today can relate to. It's very, very, very common, because we all have things that didn't go well for us in the past. And this question is from Connie from Oregon. So Connie, thank you so much for submitting this question for us. We're going to have Lisa give her take on this here. And the question is, I have a number of things in my life, let's call them challenges, that I wasn't good at. I'm referring to things like technology, like math, and for some of you, actually, it could be something else entirely that you're just not good at. And there are just some things that I wasn't especially good at in my past. And nowadays, when I'm faced with challenges, my mind reverts to negative self-talk and negative mind chatter and says things like, I'm not good enough. Okay, why waste your time? What's the point? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the current challenge is. This is what my mind replays. And what are your tips for Connie, or for anyone worldwide out here? Because this is literally worldwide, that's reverting to past situations. What's your thought on
that? I love that. And thank you, Connie, for writing that in, because that's exactly, you're right.
Yes.
And I'm going to call that being haunted, you know, like you're haunted by this, like, oh, not that again. Oh, here it comes. You know, here's that technology task that I have to do, or that math that I'm just not going to understand. And we're already making ourselves fail right from the get-go. However, there's a neat thing about that one with technology and math, and super easy to share on this one because my sister and I are completely opposite. I love math. Okay. I have a great relationship with, and my sister, absolutely no, not her strength. And so growing up, it was very interesting. Like, do we force her into, you know, constantly doing something that just her brain isn't wired that way and then change her? Or do we just let her avoid it and never have to face that? So I can really appreciate that question. So thank you, Connie.
Yes.
Okay. So here's how I'm going to suggest we look at this. I like that she added, why waste your time? Why am I wasting my time at this, right? Because you're already looking at, like, I love this. This is perfect. She already values herself. My time is more valuable. This is going to stress me out. I'm probably not going to get to the end result that I do need. So I want to highlight that. Congratulations, first of all. You had actually a positive thinking in there whenever you say, why waste my time? Now, I would love for you to stop next time you are faced with a challenge, like, to do that. And if that question comes up, why am I wasting my time on this? To say, okay, yay me, I'm valuing myself. So should I waste my time? Should I invest my time on this? Might I get through this? Do I need help? Could somebody walk me through this where I didn't feel so alone and that I could learn? Or do I really not want to do this? Maybe this is to be handed off to somebody else. Is this, you know, because I think that's a great, she actually, there's an answer right in there for a thing. Why am I going to invest my time on this? And is it an investment or is it truly wasting my time? Because I am awesome at so many other things. I could put my time and efforts into that. And recognizing that there is help. So we want to soften that immediate freeze up, like, ooh, not that again. Right?
Okay.
Because we don't want to lie to ourselves and say, I can do this, or I'm going to sit here and put all my time into it, or I'm going to do it this time, you know, because you may not. And I don't want you to fail constantly. You need a lot of, you want to build up success around these challenges. And so the self-talk becomes, okay, this is an area I find challenging, and I want to have a good relationship with the fact that I'm challenged around this, and then highlight all the small good areas, if you can find them, that are around it. So, you know what? Why are you doing the technology in the first place? It's probably because you're building business or trying to do something on the computer. So I would look at it like, I am really good at this thing that I need the computer for or to do math for. So I respect and love that this other thing needs to be done around it. But yeah, who could I have either do it for me or help me? And as you build those positive successes around it, really talk yourself through it.
Okay. Yeah. And as far as building success around these challenges, you mentioned softening the immediate freeze up. And are there other techniques other than the ones that that you just took us through that you've seen work for people really well, just to kind of get past that initial hurdle, that awful feeling?
Yeah, it's the funny thing is that when I say immediate freeze, it's because we haven't done the work beforehand. Self-talk is not something that we generally do in that minute. It would be so helpful for many people to do is actually go, you know what? What is the thing that really does stop me or turn me into that negative thing? What is, like, we all know we don't need to be in it that it happens. We can think back, like, even keep a diary of for a whole week. That's all you need. Oh my gosh, you probably only need 3 days. Write down, this is nothing to do, right? It's just, you're just being aware. You're taking note. You're observing. You say, oh my gosh, I really had a fit. Like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Or no, I don't like that. Keep a record of that. Like, just journal it out. And then pick the top three that really affect your day-to-day life that you think, wow, I really, you know, the one of the top questions that people, and I'm throwing a question in on your question, is like, what else could happen? You know, like, how else could this day get worse? Those kind of seems like, you know, like the technology or the math, like, geez, why does this always have to show up in my world? You know, so if you're noticing that, write the statement down first. That's your first homework. and then you want to do the self-talk before you get into that situation again. You want to do outside of the problem. Don't wait till you're in the problem and go, oh, here's my chance. Here's self-talking. Because once you get the habit and the practice
of how to turn it around, and we would love to help people with that. But once they get in the habit of knowing how to do it, then when they actually are in it next time and it happens, then they're able to do it, use it. And one of my best ways of doing this, which is fun, it's always best to use somebody else as a guinea pig. So I always love isn't that fun? Well, I never tell somebody else when I see them doing it, but when somebody else does like something, I think, wow, that was a negative turnaround, I'll think, ooh, what could they have said? Like, it's not me. I'm not in that frustrated moment, right? So I've got, like, how would I turn that around? And so I'd keep it so that when I do have that moment, because we all do very similar things, now I can use that practiced. So start constantly practicing that turnaround.
Yes. Okay. Well, I love that. So there's so much there that's really, really helpful. And I love the writing down your observations, because that's such a good practice, just to be aware, isn't it? And to notice what's going on. I love that. Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that. And Connie, thank you very much for submitting this question. I would love listeners to know that you are welcome to send questions, and we love to answer them on the show here. And you can do that by emailing me, tomas@tomasgarza.com, or definitely send a message on Facebook. If we're connected on Facebook, let us know if there's a pressing question, and let Lisa know. We're both on Facebook all the time, and you can just send these to us. So Lisa has mentioned so many valuable things here, including writing down and being aware of your negative self-talk. All right. So what we want to do here is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more self-talk transformation with Lisa Berry. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm Tomas Garza, and you are listening to our special guest teacher, Lisa Berry, who is sharing some really important and valuable tips for transforming our self-talk, taking it from a place of negativity to a place of service. In other words, that serves you and rather than brings you down, picks you up and allows you to make concrete changes and massive transformation over time in your life. And Lisa, you have an important comment on recognizing negative talk that you'd like to make. You've got the
yes,
floor here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yay!
Right on.
So here's the thing.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about recognizing negative talk, people would think, well, it's obvious. I'd like to say that it's not. and here's why. We feel negative talk, but we don't always consciously and have this awareness about negative talk. And I want to highlight some of them and tell a little story. Negative talk, you know, it's not just about, oh, you know, I'm telling myself I can't do something, I'm a failure, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I can't do this. Or it's not about even just saying those things about others openly like that. It is about non-cooperation. It's competition. Maybe. Okay, so I want to polish that. Hold on. We can tell when we don't feel good inside. We think we can have anxiety build up. We can have fear. We can have sadness. We can have anger. We can have judgment, which is probably the most sneakiest form of negative talk is judgment. Judgment of others. Judgment of the way the world works. Judgment of even, well, you do it that way and I do it this way. And honestly, mine's better. Well, it's not better. It's better for you. But there doesn't need to be it's better. It's just better for you. It's very, like, I think the word, I'm going to say the word wrong, but is it insidious? Is that the word I'm looking for? It can be sneaky insidious. And small, but, you know.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, good. Yeah. And that is the negative self-talk I'd love people to be. When you go on a social media and you make a comment that doesn't make you and the other person, that's negative, and that's going to be harmful. And I find this so, you know, and there's my story that goes along with this, is that this is, oh my God, decades ago, I was, I called my mom up on the telephone and we were just having a little chat. And my mother was a very negative talk. She's very positive and loving, but she had a lot of judgment, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt inside of her. And sometimes, you know, you get drawn in and you get caught in somebody else's web and you don't even mean to, but you do. And then you think, oh, well, they're saying that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I got that other person. I don't like the way they do that either. And then you get in a little gossipy and then you're all of a sudden passing judgments. And now you've built a team against this person and that group. And, you know, and maybe you're talking about something that's not even so close to you, but it's maybe politics, maybe whatever. But if you're not making a change, if you're not making a positive impact, you're not making a good influence, that's hurting you. And I remember after this one conversation, it wasn't even that bad, to be honest. It was just very casual, but it is. See how I just said it wasn't even that bad? It was. It was so bad, actually, that when I got off the phone, I felt sick. And I called my mom right back. And even though she started it, I actually apologized to her. I said, I think we're both hurt by that conversation because we talked about somebody else and not in a positive light. And I said, then I don't really want to do that ever again. And it was really cute because she goes, oh, she was, I just love you. And it was like, we both needed to have an apology to say, you know what? I do love you. And I love that other person. And we just separated ourselves from them. And that's not cool. Okay. That's not nice. And so that was my comment. I really want to share with people that it's all those other tiny things where we separate ourselves and we're not cooperating with others and we're in pure competition and we're in judgment. And that's the negative self-talk that I would love for people to be really aware of what's affecting their mind and their health.
Yes, both. Right. And it's not, like you said, always obvious. In fact, often it's not. So if you had one tip, like a top thing that people could do to recognize this and to pull themselves out in the moment as much as they can, as best they can. Yeah. What's the best tip you would give somebody?
Oh, okay. This is fun. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I would suggest that everybody go into, get out of your head, get into your heart and say, wow, how could I feel good in this moment? And I'm going to take it up a notch. That negative thing comes in, you go, if I could give a gift in this moment to a person who is feeling like I feel right now, like what words could I say that would be the gift? Like a little bit of empathy, compassion, understanding, joy, tell a joke. I mean, tell yourself a joke. I tell myself jokes all the time. They're not always funny, but but it's still like smile. Like if you said, you know what? Wow, I just said something really horrible to myself about, you know, negative. Just stand there and put a smile on your face, even if you know, it's like weird because you're thinking I'm actually upset right now. Just smile. What gift could you give yourself in that moment that you could at least feel a little bit better? And that would be the number one tip.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. So what gift would you give to somebody who's feeling the way you're feeling right now in the moment and give that to yourself? And I also love, got some repeating for the listener. How could I feel good in this moment? Because it really is so much about that. And that is something that it's maybe something that you've tried. If you're listening out there and you can relate to having a lot of these feelings of judgment and anxiety, we've all had them from time to time. So
Thomas, actually,
yourself. Yes.
I would love to share this. You know, this is something that I do a lot, actually, because it's out there. I go online, I look at something, and all of a sudden I get really stressed out because I've seen something awful that I didn't want to see about animal treatment around the world, around the globe. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even fix this. I can't take it out of my brain. What do I do? You know what? I immediately go, how could I feel better right now? Because right now I'm feeling really not good. For me, I quickly, swiftly, right in that moment, I scooch myself over to my own kitty cats, you know, somewhere that I get this squirrel doing something outside, and I really focus into that, and I make sure I go, do I feel good? This feels good. And I talk about how good this feels, and I say it out loud, or I, you know what I really mean? That it's, you're really taking action, and almost like it's triage. We love that word, triage.
But yes, we do.
Almost like this needs to be corrected right now and have love poured in it. So yes, I love to say that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you did. Yeah, thank you for saying that, because it's so important, no matter what we do, that we give what we want to feel.
Yes.
If we want to feel a certain way, we give that away, and not so that we're deprived of it, but actually it works quite the opposite, doesn't it? We actually increase that by the giving.
That was so well said.
Thank you. I didn't make that up. It's years of learning from a lot of different people, actually. Yeah. But that's so true, is that if we want to feel good about something, if we want to feel love, for example, there's really no better way than to actually give that. Mm-hmm. And it, as Lisa, as you've said, it really helps you transform a really potentially negative downer situation and at least neutralize it and eventually turn that around. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So in this last part of the show here, I know you and I have been talking before the show. You've mentioned a couple of things that you would like to call our attention to. And one of them is a new venture that you've got just launched that you'd like to tell our listeners about. So let me give you the floor on that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes. And this really is, you know, my thing is I often ask myself, what makes me feel so good? And as we just talked about, how can I give this to others? And what has just transformed my life truly, 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 I'm so happy. Oh my gosh, wow. Is I am a professional podcaster. And it's so fun thinking that, because I was like, wow, I was a nutritionist before. Now I'm able to not only talk about health things and nutrition things on air, but I get to be at home with my kitty cats and, you know, make my living. And I thought, wow, I feel fulfilled, and I love interviewing people and I love sharing time with people. So I thought, let me figure out how I can help others become successful too. And along the way I met you. So that was fun. And then you stepped into your role as a teacher on the airwaves and podcaster. And then as this kind of, I was already creating this program, it's called Podcast Prosperity Mentorship Program. And you and I have really, been there for each other to learn, like, you know, what is it about podcasting that can, you know, enrich people's lives, and not just you as the podcaster, but others, because that was important to you. You wanted to help others. And how do you do that on such a global scale? And so this program, Podcast Prosperity Mentorship Program, has been created to, at first on my end, to attract authors who would like to take their book and their next book they're going to write, the next book, and turn it into a podcast and multi-layer it with different types of, you know, ways that we can connect with readers and now listeners. So you got your two, and I hope I'm going to go up bold here, but I'm happy to share that you and I worked so well in getting, you know, working together and I don't want to say creating your podcast, but yes, that you're stepping in and you have become a partner in Podcast Prosperity. And so we together are inviting authors and people who already maybe even have a podcast who thought, wow, I want to take this to the next level. I want to have a great show. I want to talk to people and connect. And I want to make a living at this. This is my dream job. And so we're inviting people to ask us more about this mentorship program, on how to get comfy and how to do it confidently and how to monetize it and do all these things. And it's so much fun.
It is. Yeah. And it's so much fun to be joining you in this venture. And I can attest to this as a podcaster. It really is wonderful. And it's literally, we've got a worldwide audience here right yes. now. We have folks joining from Europe and Australia, as well as North America. And wherever you're listening from, it is a way that people can most certainly broaden their reach. And if you have a message, this is a real good way, mm-hmm. whether you're an author or not, but it's great if you are. This is far beyond just a book sale. So Lisa, how would you have people get a hold of you to ask further questions about this?
Well, first, easiest is always, I guess, we say Facebook. And so, of course, yes, you could reach out to me on Facebook, which is Lisa Berry, like a strawberry. That was fun being a nutritionist with that last name. But also, too, I would love to, you know what, get into my inbox. So it's lisa@lightonliving.com, and that's LIGHT, lightonliving.com. And, yeah, because then you're right there. And then, you know, if Facebook ever decides to go elsewhere, you can still talk to me.
Right. Yeah. I would say the same for me. Facebook is definitely the easiest and the best, but there's also email as well. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be joining you on this venture because you're absolutely correct. We did work very well and creatively together, and it's such a fun process. So if you're out there and you're listening and thinking, gosh, I'd really like to maybe not just be a guest on someone's podcast now and then, but maybe have my own show. Maybe I've got my own show, then definitely feel welcome to reach out to us. So I wanted to have you talk about that, but also while we have some time left today, I want to extend a special offer to those listeners who would like more help with self-talk transformation. So say some more about that, if you don't mind.
Okay, exactly. And let's use the example of Connie here. Connie wrote in a question. We were able to give some general advice around it. But let's just say you have a situation you think, I really want to turn this around. I no longer want this statement, this belief that I have that doesn't serve me anymore, that no longer serves me. And I want to know, what is the language? What are the words I could be saying that would help me specifically? And in this instance and in this thing, and you've got some, and we really want to help you go further. We're inviting you. So both Tomas and I would love to help you do a complete turnaround of your negative self-talk and find the right words to say, okay, what do I say? What do I do? And what modality am I going to be using this? And then that'll be me. That'll be our script. We'll figure out the script with you. And then Tomas is actually going to give you an exercise, whether it's meditation, a guided meditation, some way of anchoring in this new belief, this new way of talking. And we are inviting you to do this. Now, Tomas and I, this is our first offer that we've ever made for any healing together. And so we wanted to make an introductory rate to say, we really want to help people. So let's do it really affordably at $79. But then we did it even better. We said, let's just go crazy. And for the next week, if you would like this opportunity with us, then we're doing it literally for $29. I'm kind of excited about that, Tomas, and I really appreciate you
yes.
just wanting to help people.
Oh, absolutely. Well, likewise. This is great because, guys, Lisa is really, really wonderful. I can say this from personal experience, at taking a challenge or taking a troublesome situation and helping people reframe that or rework that somehow. And that is something that she will offer with this. And I will also then come and offer a practice, an action, could be a meditation, could be something else, but as a way of anchoring the change so that you can be sure that it's not just an exercise that you repeat maybe every so often, but something that you can do to really have this take root in your life. And again, as Lisa said, $29 introductory offer. Now, how long is that good for?
Okay, so I think what we've decided that we would love to be able to offer it at the $79 rate up until the end of February, February 28th. However, if you guys want to get in right now, even if you're going to buy it as a gift for someone else, if you book between now and 1 week from now, so I think that's February 5th, we are honoring that $29. We're inviting you to take advantage of it for $29. That's amazing. I'm so excited about this.
Okay. Yeah, and the question is there, what's one area in your self-talk that you know consistently, constantly gets you stuck or just kind of drags you down? And if you could shift one thing self-talk-wise, what would that be? All right. And yes. Remind us again how to get hold of you for this. Right. We're doing this together. And what's the format for it?
Well, it'd be fun to do it on Facebook because you and I could chat back and forth. But otherwise, yes, Lisa at lightonliving.com or on Facebook, Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And you guys got get ready for some transformation. It's going to happen.
It's going to be fun. And this is going to be about a 15 to 20 minute call, guys. We work fast.
Okay. High speed.
So high speed. All right. And you can get a hold of Lisa on Facebook. You can get a hold of me on Facebook. Email. I'm Tomas at TomasGarza.com. And, well, you've been listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Thanks so much, Tomas. Oh, bye, guys.
You.